Welcome to 20 Minutes with Chad, April 10th. Still in quarantine.
Right? Feels like a bad, like, movie remake of Groundhog's Day called Quarantine Days. What? Dun, dun,
you, dun. You have been busy, though.
So, yeah, it's true. I've been, luckily for podcasts and online interviews, I've been keeping busy doing that. I just did a podcast interview for the show called The Rob and Slim Show, which was pretty fun. I'm like, sort of reminded me of like talk radio. Like, it was like the morning talk radio shows. And I was like, it made me actually think of like why I like doing podcasts and radio and stuff. Cause I was thinking like, why do I like doing this and why I'm so natural at it? Like, I realized I grew up listening to Howard Stern. There was a morning show called Sarah and Benny in San Francisco I always listened to. And then there was this other one in Sacramento I would listen to called The Rob, Don, and Arnie Show. And I was, like, talking to my mom about this. Like, they're, like, the host from The Rob and Slim Show are, like, so natural. Like, dude, like you're used to it. And I'm, like, and thinking about it, I was, like, oh, snap. I'm, like, I'm a natural talking for interview because I just randomly talk. I'm good at conversation. But basically did that show. For 25 minutes, basically we talked about me trolling Governor Newsom and L.A. Mayor Garcetti and how the masks are stupid. What was it? If I would be able to hoard anything, what would I be hoarding? And I was like, Taco Bell sauce? I'll be selling mild sauce on eBay for $5 a pop.
Really? I thought I'd be hoarding like Canada to Dry.
Right. Me or you?
You. I don't care about Canada Dry.
I love Canada Dry, man. It's just like, if I could drink soda all the time, that would be the only soda I would drink. Something about it. I think it's because my grandmother and grandfather, that's all they would have drank when I was a kid. So I think naturally in my head, I was like, oh, Canada Dry. Like, I was like that. Because I remember they also drank Pepsi, and I freaking hate Pepsi. Pepsi's like boo-boo. But it's just like, but yeah, I actually had a good time on that podcast. I always get really like super anxious before podcasts, but then when because I don't know what I'm going to say, because I like scripts and things because I know how my brain works, where I just start randomly talking shit.
This show is not scripted, is it?
Which one?
This show, 20 Minutes with Chad.
It's not scripted at all, that's what I'm saying.
Okay,
I'm
like, let's be honest.
It's not scripted. So I'm sitting there, so it's like sort of how I do my stand-up even, where it's just like I have like a set list or something, and I'm like, oh yeah, I'm going to work on my one-man show idea or this and that, and then go on stage and I'm like, throw it out and start talking random shit to like people. So I'm like, that's like my forte. Sort of like this comedian named Ian Bagg, where it's just like, he doesn't have a set list. He just goes out and just converse with all the audience. I'm like, I kind of like that more than having something scripted. Because as a writer, I get really lazy. I'm like, I want to have scripts and have a foundation. but yeah, it was a kick-ass podcast. I enjoyed it. Like, I've been putting like some fillers out there for doing other podcasts and stuff. When I get my coronavirus stimulus check, hopefully next week, I'm going to get some podcasting equipment. So, like, what up?
You're working. How do you get free cash when you're working?
Right. I don't know. Well, because I'm considered below the poverty line, because like I get minimum wage. So in the state of California, if you make less than $17,000 a year, you're considered below the poverty line. So I'm like, hey, okay. That's how I get my Medi-Cal and all that fun stuff, Dentical, free vision, stuff like that. So, but yeah, because it's like the cost of living in LA is so expensive. But so I get that. So hopefully I'll start doing some new podcast ideas. Not sure exactly. I don't want to do anything talk show related, more like radio play type thing. Back in the old days, because that was one of the things where the other day I had this industry person come up to me, which really kind of pissed me off. Like, you're always like on podcasts and doing podcasts or online interviews. You should be like doing TikTok videos or like monologue challenges on Instagram or doing virtual stand-up comedy shows or screenplay competitions. And I'm like, one, like, my response to this, like, one, I think TikTok is boring as hell. I think it's the stupidest thing ever. It's going to only last for so long. So the monologue challenge stuff, oh my God. And I respond, I'm like, I watched those monologue challenges. Not only without them having been in context, they're boring. There are so many freaking shitty actors. There are a lot of shitty actors. And everyone's like, what you mean we're shitty? I'm like, you have lack of direction. You have no voice of what you're doing or anything besides talent. And then I'm like, and they select horrible material. I was sitting there like watching this one actress. And I'm like, oh my God. And she's, because she thought she's hot. And like, oh, look at me. I'm doing something funny or dramatic. And then I'm just like, dude, just go to porn and suck a dick or something, because that's all you're going to be good at. I'm like, holy smokes. And this one actor who thinks he's so suave and stuff, picking like, hey, I'm blah, blah. And I was like, oh, please just shoot yourself. Like, really, or like, choke on a bag of fuzzy dicks or something. Like, it's just, I just sit there like, they're not good. And then people are like, oh, why are you judging us? I'm like, I have no problem with you showing your talent, like self-tapes, because as a director, self-tapes, you have to record stuff and you send it to me and stuff. And I'm one of those directors where I hate auditions. I'd rather set up, look at your demo reel, see your resume and your headshot, because you could get a really good idea how an actor is an actor with their demo reel. And then I have a meeting with them and kind of like talk to them, see if we could vibe. I hate auditions. But if I have to do an audition, I usually like having a self-tape more than in person, because it's just like you can't tell if they're going to be good at performing or not. Like somebody's monologue challenge, like, dude, they're so freaking bad. And like, if it's so easy, you're an actor, right? Don't you do it? I'm like, well, because I'm a professional and I'm not desperate to get, look at me, give me attention. Like, I have no problem having people going out there studying and working and training and honing their craft, but a lot of these people have the patience, the perseverance, and the persistence to actually be successful. They just think acting is just acting. What was it? So I think it's the stupidest trend right now. It's almost like push-up challenges on Instagram, and you're just sitting there, I'm like, please just get struck by lightning or something. Get COVID-19 so I don't see your dumb pages. Like, it's bad, bro. And I sit there and people just make, and then there's this thing called virtual comedy, like virtual stand-up comedy, which is kind of a cool idea. It's everyone like on Zoom or Skype doing these things, posting on YouTube and stuff, which I'm like, it's a cool idea. But I'm just like, it's like, oh, I got to listen to a bunch of shitty open micers now. It's like, okay. Like, they think, oh, because they do have some 5-minute set that they could do like comedy now. Like me, I know I'm an average comedian. Like, I know what I'm doing. I'm not saying I'm this awesome comedian. I know my strengths and skill sets. Like, I'm a really good actor. I'm a really good director. I'm an okay producer. I'm above average writer. Comedian, just average. I'm like, I know how to tell a story, keep people entertain, and do that. But so I'm like, whatever. I don't do that. That's why. So I've just been doing, like I said, podcasts and online interviews and stuff to put my work out there, because I have the work out there. So it's just like, just keeping myself relevant. And as for the screenplay competitions, I had this writer, like, not writer, friend, acquaintance. He's like, well, you should do screenplay competitions or these grant, like these different things. And I'm like, yeah, but you can't judge a screenplay. Like, yeah, like, what says your screenplay is better than so-and-so's screenplay? It's all like a popularity contest. It's like, oh, it's high school all over again. It's ridiculous. You can't just judge someone's script. Like, oh, this person that knows this person. And it's just like, I shake my head. Like, I know that makes you sound like bitter and jaded, but I'm just like, nah, I'm good. Like a lot of these people don't realize too that, trust me, I'm like, I'm not saying people will steal scripts just to be steal scripts. Like, I'm like, if people steal your script, like, whatever, like, come up with something better. But it's just like, I shake my head, like, And another pet peeve of mine, or someone else, this other person was saying, well, even when before the quarantine happened, you're always doing podcasts, online interviews, and all this different stuff. And like, you're not doing industry networking events or award show screening events or film festivals or going to these LA hotspots for all the shakers and movers in LA. I'm like, why would I want to do that? I'm like, I'm serious. Like, there's nothing coming out of that. It's like, well, you're making connections. Like, no, no. It's just like a bunch of dumbasses being fakes, flakes, and sharks trying to figure out, like, oh, like, none of those people are anything. It's just, I shake my head like, wow. But yeah, I always will, you know, do podcasts. Like, I'm really into that right now. Just doing that and creating, like, since the COVID-19 quarantine happened, a lot of my writing has been, like, not completed. I haven't been able to complete, like, scripts, which kind of sucks. But that doesn't mean I'm not writing. I'm like, I'm writing jokes. I'm writing ideas. I've been creating a lot of memes. I've been trolling a lot of people on social media, which is fun. Especially like porn stars right now. A lot of OnlyFans models. Instagram thoughts. Yeah, hoes pretty much. They got to make their money somehow. So it's kind of fun to make fun of them. Not make fun of them, but troll them. So I've just been kind of keeping up with that because you can only do so much streaming. Like, my attention span for, like, watching movies and TV shows and listening to music and podcasts. Like, listening to podcasts, I can't really do too much because I start, like, getting antsy or stir crazy. But a funny thing, like, on News Today, I was, like, reading the Food Network gave Amy Schumer a cooking show. I was, like, I'm like, okay. I'm like, I know she's big bone, but Jesus Christ, man. It's just like, it's Good Friday. And I'm like, not if you're from like suffering COVID-19 positive or Jesus Christ. The other thing, like I was looking at like celebrity birthdays, like I guess it was like Steve Jobs' birthday, RIP man, you know. I wonder if he's turned into a zombie yet, you know. Because COVID, I'm like asking for a friend. Let's see, who's the other birthday? Some actress, model, Shay Mitchell. I'm like, she's Canadian. You should like know what she's done.
Didn't she Pretty Little Liars or something?
Yes, good. Okay, so I'm not the only gay one. I'm like, yes. And then Daisy Ridley of Star Wars. Birthday was a day?
Yeah, she's 28.
Damn, I know, right? I'm like, I'll let her play with my lightsaber any day. It's like,
I'll get her right on it.
Right? Be like, hashtag Sarlacc pit. Ew. But yeah, so I've been like, that. Let's see what other stuff I've been up to. But yeah, no, it's just podcasting. So hopefully get more of these 20 minutes with Chad out there, you know what I mean?
They're coming. Does anybody ever say to you, at least they say to me, thank you for working? Do you get that?
I get that a lot, actually. Like, what was it? Because I work at a central job that rhymes with Jabba the Hutt.
No, can't. Still thinking. Can't quite get that one.
Jabba the Hutt?
I'm joking. I know where you work.
I was like, oh, man. It's like, I'm talking to Peanut Butter Falcon here.
Yes.
But I'll get so much hate mail for the next last two episodes.
I love it.
Like all the social justice warriors are gonna be triggering, like, hey, look at this Chad Meisenheimer. He's comparing these non-essential, like what's a non-medical mask and da-da-da-da-da. The real board too. He's trolling our great mayor, Heil Mayor Garcetti, da-da-da-da. And I'm like, bitches, my last name's Meisenheimer.
True.
But, what?
It's true. I agree.
Yeah,
with
no,
you.
I'm like, so it's just like, I start laughing. But, yeah, a lot of people actually have, like, said thank you and actually give us good tips, which surprisingly, like, a lot of people, like, thank you for being open, because we get minimum wage. Like, in LA, our minimum wage is like $14.25 an hour.
You don't get the extra $2?
That might be, we might get that, but that was only for grocery store workers.
Yeah,
but,
same here.
Because I work in food service.
We didn't get it either.
Basically, our what happened was all the restaurants, because they're non-union, yesterday, Hello Workers walked out asking for hazard pay, protection, all this different stuff. So we'll find out if we get hazard pay, because we're out there actually doing stuff. Where it's like we're actually in contact with a lot of people. And now that we're in LA with the whole mask requirement thing, we could actually not serve people that come into our thing without a mask. Like,
and are you going to?
I don't care. I'm like, whatever. I'm like, I'm not gonna get COVID-19. I know that for a fact. Like, I don't have it. I won't get it. I think this whole thing is just blown way out of proportion. I'm like, it's a serious thing. I'm not saying it's the flu, like most people say. I just think it's just like, it's blown out of proportion, where I feel like everything, because they're putting these like high numbers, and watch, it's never going to reach those high numbers. Like, I don't want anyone to die or whatnot, but a lot of those people like have like underlying like conditions. So I sit there and kind of like, like, I don't want people to die, but watch, I guarantee you every politician after this is over, like, oh, we flattened the curve. This is why I'm running for president, or I'm running for governor. Watch, it's going to happen the whole time, because I already see, like, our governor, the California governor, just declared California yesterday a nation state, which means basically they said a big F you to the federal government and Trump, and say, we're doing things our own way.
Oh, okay.
If you don't kind of fuck up. Sort of like, basically, if they really want it, like, if Trump was a dick, you could be like civil war. Like, that's pretty much what the government just pretty much did. Whenever they say a nation state, it's technically a civil war, pretty much. And I have a feeling that's what's going to happen a lot. So, you know, like, I really feel like our country's going to have a civil war eventually. Like, I just know. I'm just because the class structure, especially the economy, oh my God. Like, the poor get poorer, and it's going to be bad. Like, it's going to be bad. I wish it never happened in my lifetime. I'd be like, okay, whatever, because I'm not going to have kids. So, shoot, I ain't worrying about the future of my bloodline. I'd be like, no, you're good. Here's some nukes and stuff. Go, like, let the asteroid hit. I'm like, whatever. Because people have this, like, false sense of hope, like, we control everything. And I'm like, we're on a floating rock in space going around a big fireball. Like, anything like from an asteroid to aliens or whatever could fucking hit our planet and we'd be like domino biscuits. Like, people don't get that. And I sit down and I'm like, like, really? And everyone's like, oh, talking about money and fame and stuff, but nothing matters. I just sit there like, it's crazy. So I'm like, ugh.
You got about 2 minutes left and I have a question.
Sure.
Do you feel that Hollywood's going to recover from this?
I do not think they will. I feel like it's going to change the business model because it was very corporate. It was very Walmart, McDonald's type thing, like where it's just all corporations. It's like it's all business people who run it. So I feel like it's going to have a level playing field for all the artists and creatives if they're smart enough and they know how to adapt and evolve and not do a like, oh man, screw this and screw streaming and da 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 da. Like, I had one friend say, I'm scared that one corporation is going to pick up and buy everything. I'm like, no, it's not going to happen, because so many corporations are losing money, like big corporations that they're laying off their workers. Like, there's 16 million people, which they think is going to reach 30 plus million by May. That's May. That's next month. That's like, what, 2 weeks away. So I'm sitting in there, and I'm like, a lot of people don't get this. Like, oh, this is the Great Recession. I'm like, no, our numbers are going higher than the Great Depression. Like, people don't get that. I'm sitting there, I'm like, oh. Like, what was it? They down here in LA or California? I can't remember which one it was. But they stopped, like, raising rent for like 3 years. They can't raise the rent for 3 years, all these different things, which I'm like, that's cool, but after this is done, people still don't have no job. That's why I'm sitting there, I'm like, wow. And that's why I'm kind of happy that, well, not happy, like, I'm lucky that I'm an artist where I'm creative, where I could find money, and I'm smart enough where I'm like, okay, this is gonna be like the 1920s, where it's like, we're going to find the new Buster Keatons, Charlie Chaplins, Fatty Arbuckles. It's like, Fatty Arbuckles is like one of my favorites, like one of my influences. I love his stuff, which is kind of funny because I'm not fat no more. Or sad, I'm a hooker or anything. So I'm not gonna kill anyone. That's the thing. I'm like, I'm good on that. Well, I'm still 35, so there's never know. I might go to San Francisco and accidentally kill a hooker on blow. You never know. But but yeah, so it's a good time where it's just like, I feel like this is going to be the where the new moguls kind of come in and create new stuff.
Okay.
That's my goal.
You're done. Goodbye.
Deuces.